Support for KPLU comes from the Villages of Ocean Shores, a new over 55 community on Washington's coast. Located just south of Ocean Shores and nestled against the Oyhut Nature Reserve, the Villages offer birdwatching, walking trails, and near the beach, golf course, and casino. Online at thevillagesofoceanshores.com.
Well,
that was really fun.
That was really fun. You're just such a blast to play with.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Her guest has been Julian Lage. Join us each week at this time as Marion welcomes other artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assistant recording engineer, Tay Kim. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Production coordinator, David Lyon. Executive producer, Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is Piano Jazz, SCETV Radio, 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 1-800-259-2001. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned, Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming right up next.
If you had to choose just one indulgence, would it be a feast, a cruise to a gorgeous location, or an intimate concert with one of the finest instrumentalists in jazz? What would it be? If you chose the KPLU Jazz Cruise, you can have all three for one low price for listeners. Sail with fellow KPLU listeners and the Thomas Marriott Quartet for a pampered, relaxing treat you will never forget. We sail July 12th. Reservations and information are at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting becu.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And still continuing with the letter V. Jimmy Van Heusen now, composer. Like Someone in Love. Van Heusen wrote that in 1944, and I'm going to chase that one, meaning there'll be two different groups playing it. From Hollywood, 1956 for Verve Records, Stan Getz, and for Columbia Records in 1958, Dave Brubeck. Thank you. chasing a composition and written by Jimmy Van Heusen, Like Someone in Love. As I said, he wrote that 1944. Stan Getz, 1956, for Verve Records, with Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums for Verve, then Columbia Records. Dave Brubeck Quartet, somewhere in Europe, 1958, their version. Paul Desmond, alto saxophone, Brubeck piano. Eugene Wright, playing the bass, and Joe Morello on the drums, Like Someone in Love. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Jazzport Townsend, July 23rd through 25th. Artistic Director John Clayton welcomes Gretchen Parlato, Ernie Andrews, Benny Green, and others for concerts in Fort Worden's McCurdy Pavilion and club shows on the historic waterfront. Tickets at centrum.org/jazz.
Now moving from Jimmy Van Heusen to Jerry Valentine, arranger, composer, trombonist, with Billy Eckstein in 1944, Eckstein singing and playing his valve trombone sometimes, and his orchestra for Deluxe, called Blowin' the Blues Away. Eckstein and Valentine put that together. John Malachi you will hear on piano, Eckstein singing. The tenor saxophone Chase is by Dexter Gordon and Gene Ammons. And I think, listening to it last night, I think Dizzy Gillespie plays the trumpet over the ensemble. Then, 1945, for National Records, Billy Eckstein and his orchestra, and Valentine's composition, Lonesome Lover Blues. Malachi again on piano, and Dexter Gordon three choruses, and probably Eckstein playing his valve trombone throughout the end. Jerry Valentine's work with Billy Eckstein, 1944-45.
Cause my baby put me down. I got the blues cause my baby put me down. I'm gonna grab a train and leave this lonesome town. So blow, Mr. Jean, blow, Mr. Dexter, too. Blow, Mr. Jean, blow, Mr. Dexter, too. Maybe you can help me and blow away the blues. Thank you.
like I want to cry. Gee, but I'm lonesome, feel like I want to cry. I miss my baby, I will till the day I die. I walk round in circles, don't know just where to go. I walk round in circles, don't know just where to go. Wonder why did she leave me, how could she hurt me so? Lonesome, gee, it's an awful thing. Lonesome, gee, it's an awful thing. If you can't have your baby, you don't want anything.
Jerry Valentine's work with Billy Eckstein's orchestra, 1944, for Deluxe Records, and one called Blowing the Blues Away. Valentine did that and arranged it. Fine work, chasing with tenor saxophone, first Dexter Gordon and then Gene Ammons. And then, 1945, National Records, Lonesome Lover Blues, Eckstein singing both of them, by the way. Dexter Gordon taking two full choruses. And nice work on the piano by John Malachi. Jerry Valentine working with Billy Eckstein. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
I'd like to go back to Jimmy Van Heusen because of so much of what he did and needs to be aired, I think. His collaborator on this for the lyric was Eddie DeLange, Tommy Dorsey, 1940. We'll hear two in a row. The first was an issue by Victor of Dorsey's band and his trombone. Van Heusen and DeLange, Shake Down the Stars. And the second, Polka Dots and Moonbeams, is a remote broadcast from somewhere in 1940, I think about May of 1940. The arranger on Shake Down the Stars is Paul Weston. Axel Stordahl does Polka Dots and Moonbeams for the orchestra, and on both, the vocal of Frank Sinatra.
Thank you. the stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon, do it soon. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars, dry up the streams, stop all my dreams, cut off the breeze, do it please. I never thought I'd cry about you. Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my love, my life, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. Crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. I know I cannot live without you. Shake down the stars.
So if you like to call it the gramophone, so we will too. Our gramophones over here these days are not complete without a song Tommy Dorsey recently recorded. With Ray Sinatra here to sing it in person, Tommy plays his recording arrangement of Polka Dot and Moonbeam.
And was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one in my frightened arms. Polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream.
That was Frank Sinatra singing Polka Dots and Moonbeams. We've been looking for a ray of sunshine in New York for so long that we have rays on our minds.
And that's what it sounded like back then in remote broadcasts from places, and thank goodness that somebody was recording that. 1940. Jimmy Van Heusen, Eddie DeLange wrote Shake Down the Stars. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra performed it. A beautiful arrangement by Paul Weston. Sinatra sang it, Dorsey's trombone. Then, from the broadcast, Polka Dots and Moonbeams, Van Heusen and Johnny Burke did that. Sinatra sang it, Dorsey's trombone, and a wonderful tenor saxophone, Don Lodice. Want to mention him. Paul Weston arranged Shake Down the Stars, and Axel Stordahl, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, offering fuel-efficient Subarus, including the 2009 Forester, as well as Impreza and Legacy vehicles. Credit available from Subaru Motor Credit. Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, serving the East Side for more than 15 years at I-90 and Eastgate, or online at chaplains.com.
All right, let's see where we go here and check my notes about that. I want to go back to Valentine, Jerry Valentine's arranging and composing, and same composition, second balcony jump for two different bands. First up, Earl Hines, his piano, his orchestra, 1942, for Bluebird, Valentine arrangement and composition. Bud Johnson, tenor sax, and Maurice McConnell, you'll hear on trumpet, and of course Hines piano, 1942. Jerry Valentine wrote that. It's called Second Balcony Jump. He arranged it for Earl Hines. You could hear him on the piano there. Wonderful to do a program on him. I think I did one about 15 years ago, something like that. Bud Johnson's beautiful tenor, Maurice McConnell's trumpet, and a Valentine composition and arrangement, 1942 for Bluebird. Another broadcast now, 1944 of Second Balcony Jump, a new arrangement by Valentine for Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra, playing at the Spotlight Club on 52nd Street in New York, recorded the summer of 1946 by somebody, thank you. Dizzy does the introduction and plays, of course, the trumpet solo, James Moody tenor, Alton Moore on trombone, and listen to the piano, it's Thelonious Monk.
Thank you. Next, we would like to play a number that was recorded by Billy Eckstein, the tune titled Second Balcony Jump. Second Balcony Jump.
Thank you.
obviously a broadcast there, and there are many of them out there. You can find them. They're wonderful to hear because their bands aren't limited by the length on the record. Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet, his orchestra, Spotlight Club, the summer of 1946 broadcast, Second Balcony Jump, written by Jerry Valentine, James Moody's tenor, Alton Moore, trombone, and Monk. That wonderful solo of his there. The rhythm section, Monk piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. Let's see. Sidney Volk now, and Joe Rizzo did a nice composition for Stan Kenton for the vocalizing of June Christie. It's called Don't Want That Man Around. Pete Rugolo arranges it. Kenton does the piano work. The wonderful trumpet is Chico Alvarez. Here's Stan Kenton, 1946.
That man around to taunt me every day. Don't want my heart to break the same old way. It's more than I can bear. I know he never could care for me. Don't want that man around each time I see him. Foolish to pretend I mean no more to him than just a friend. So I'll say goodbye and then don't want that man around again. Be mine. It's foolish to pretend I mean no more to him than just a friend. So I'll say goodbye and then don't want that man around again.
Stan Kenton for you with June Christie singing. 1946 for Capitol Records. I don't want that man around. Sidney Volk and John Rizzo wrote that. Chico Alvarez, trumpet, Kenton piano. Pete Rugolo did the arrangement. Stan Kenton, Hollywood. I always get a lot of calls when I play Kenton. People who were, well, let's say high school and 1947, that kind of thing. Collected their records. Louis Vola now, bass player with Danny Polo, his clarinet, and his Swing Stars, Paris, 1939. Danny Polo, his clarinet and his Swing Stars in Paris, 1939, for French Decca, with Louis Vola, the V person, since I'm doing the alphabet and some artists in this art. He, Vola, was playing the bass. China Boy, and then a play on the musical form Polonaise. Danny Polo wrote Polonaise. A lot of fun. China Boy and Polonaise. Who played? Philippe Brun, trumpet. Alex Combel on tenor saxophone. Polo on clarinet. Una May Carlisle played the piano on China Boy, and Garland Wilson played the piano on Polonaise. The guitar, maybe a surprise, some of you might have thought Django, is Oscar Alemán. String bass Vola and Jerry Mingo playing the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Percy Venable now. Percy Venable, I'll lean over there and just put the number in for the CD. Percy Venable, composer early on in this art. And we'll be chasing two of his compositions. First up, Sunset Cafe Stomp. Sunset Cafe in Chicago was a place named the Dreamland Cafe, Sunset Cafe later on, and Louis and Earl Hines had a band there that was setting everybody on fire as far as the newness of the art. We will hear Louis Armstrong's Hot Five Chicago 1926 play Sunset Cafe Stomp, and then Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band for Jazzman Records in San Francisco, 1942.
Thank you.
Percy Venable's composition, Sunset Cafe Stomp. As I said, the Sunset Cafe was in Chicago, and it had been the Dreamland Cafe. All those places had great jazz. I went looking for them one time. Couldn't find them. Parking lots, that sort of thing. Chasing that, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, 1926, with Armstrong cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong on piano, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo and guitar, and the vocalizing of May Alex. Then, a jump to the West Coast from the Middle West to San Francisco, 1942, jazz man and Lou Waters, Yerba Buena Jazz Band, and their version of Sunset Cafe Stomp. In that band, Lou Waters and Bob Scobie playing cornets, and Turk Murphy trombone and Ellis Horn clarinet, Wally Rose at the piano, Clancy Hayes and Russ Bennett banjos, Squire Gershbach playing the bass, and Bill Dart on drums. It's interesting what happened to the music. Reading Lou Waters came about, I think, pretty much was a revival idea. That word meaning to live again. And they didn't like the changes happening in the music, and so they decided to reproduce what they thought was the quote-unquote genuine jazz of the early material, as Louis Armstrong represented there. Two more, same two bands, Irish Black Bottom, written by Venable. First up, Armstrong, and second up, Lou Waters. Irish Black Bottom, written by Percy Venable, and played two different times, different bands. Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Chicago 1926, without the vocalizing of May Alex. And Louis doing the singing for you. And then Lou Waters, Yerba Buena Jazz Band, San Francisco, 1941 for Jazz Man Records, and their version. And Dick Lammy taking over on bass for Squire Gershbach on that one. Irish Black Bottom right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
And continuing on with the letter V. From Venable now, back to Jimmy Van Heusen. And darn that dream. Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange wrote this in 1939, I think, somewhere around there. We'll hear two versions. Thelonious Monk, 1956 for Riverside Records with Oscar Pettiford on bass and Art Blakey drums. Then Billie Holiday, 1957 for Verve Records with Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Ben Webster tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolls piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Mitchell bass, and Alvin Stoller on the drums.
You say you love me and you hold me tight. But when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips and darn your eyes. They lift me high above the moonlit skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn that one track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
Mine of mine, it can't understand.
that you don't care. But just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
Beautiful song. Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that. Lyric by Eddie DeLange, 1939. Two versions. Darn That Dream. Thelonious Monk, 56. For Riverside Records, with Oscar Pettiford bass and Art Blakey on the drums. And then Billie Holiday, 1957 for Verve, Harry Sweets Edison trumpet, Ben Webster tenor, Jimmy Rolls piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Mitchell bass, Alvin Stoller on the drums, to give us some of the poetry of Eddie DeLange and the melody of Jimmy Van Heusen. Darn That Dream. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
members of the KPLU Underwriters Circle, businesses that have made a major commitment to the station, like Fisher Plumbing, a locally owned residential plumbing contractor. KPLU thanks Fisher Plumbing and our listeners for their support.
All right. Turn the page in my little notebook here. I'd like to continue with Van Heusen and give you two different versions of this. Thank you. A composition by Jimmy Van Heusen, the title, But Beautiful. Stan Getz, Hollywood 1957 for Verve, playing his tenor with Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Stan Levy on drums. And then Marius Nordahl, 1998 for Origin Records, and his version of But Beautiful, with Doug Miller on string bass and John Bishop on drums. I just realized that I knew Marius 50 years ago. My God. I knew him as Butch. You know, 50 years ago. Yeah, maybe more. Marius Nordahl. Right here. On 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
NorthwestHomeFacts.com. A local website for people interested in purchasing a home. NorthwestHomeFacts.com has information to help consumers learn the facts, know the process, and find helpful resources. More info online at nwhomefacts.com.
For just you and I, when we're alone from all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits we will be in truth when we're alone. We'll see life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're
Vaughn for you, singing in 1946 for Musicraft Records, with Teddy Wilson Octet behind her. Penthouse Serenade, written by Will Jason and Val Burton, 1931. Actually, the first title was When We're Alone, and then subtitle Penthouse Serenade. And eventually, just musicians just, you know, started calling it Penthouse Serenade. Buck Clayton trumpet, Scoville Brown alto and clarinet, Don Bias, playing tenor, George James baritone saxophone, Teddy Wilson at the piano, Remo Palmieri at the guitar, Billy Taylor bass, J.C. Hurd on drums. All right. Charlie Ventura now on baritone sax. I played him last week with tenor. This is an interesting label, this company that put out some really fine records in the 1940s. It's called Sitting In With. What musicians do is they go to a place and somebody invites them up on the stage and they're sitting in. So the company decided to do that. Here is Charlie Ventura, Chicago, 1948, with the Sitting In With record company and playing his baritone saxophone for you. Charlie Ventura on baritone saxophone, 1948 in Chicago for Sitting In With Records. If I Had You, written 1928 by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Connolly, and Ted Shapiro. And they brought that beautiful tune to us from England. Charlie Ventura, baritone saxophone. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent is now up. And Cootie Williams, 1944 band for Hit Records. Bobby Haggard got this together for the band. It's called Somebody's Gotta Go. Cootie plays trumpet. Vincent plays the alto and sings for you. And on piano, Bud Powell. About this time, Cootie Williams adopted Bud Powell and helped him out, and that's why Thelonious Monk's first compositions were played by this band. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with Cootie Williams.
Said I was your friend, boy, a friend you really did like. But every time I leave home, you bite me in the back. I come home in the evening. My day's work is done. My bed's all torn up and my supper's never done. That's why I don't want you hanging around my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy. Somebody sure has got to go. Telling everybody that you just plain and lucky. My wife cooked me neck bones and beans, and she cooked you chicken and duck. That's why I don't want you hanging around my wife no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy.
What's going on there? Somebody's got to go. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, Cootie Williams Band, 1944 for Hit Records. It also came out on Majestic. If you go look for those things, if there are any more junk shops around, I hope there are. Cootie's trumpet and Vincent's alto and vocalizing. Bud Powell on the piano. Vincent is not appreciated enough to what he did and the influence on singers. He came right out of a Kansas City guy who played trumpet and sang Hot Lips Page. Cleanhead, right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and my cut of the pie is 3 to 6 on Sundays, and I'm glad you're on board if you are. Back to Jerry Valentine and his work with Billy Eckstein, 1946, and one that he and Earl Hines wrote called The Jitney Man, and then the version, the original one from 1941 with Earl Hines.
Thank you.
regular jockey I am. Any place you want to go, I can take you fast or slow. Bullet out of it, I'm the jockey man. I can drive, I can. Behind this wheel, I'm the man. Take it easy in your seat. Everything will be all right. Bullet out of it, I'm the jockey man. You don't even have to call. Look like you're going somewhere. And I'll be there with the door wide open waiting to take you fair. I'm the jitney man. Take you and bring you, my friend. I'm always up and down the street. The jitney driver's got to eat. Boop, beep, beep, wow. Jitney man. Jitney man, a regular jockey I am. Any place you wanna go, I can take you fast or slow. Bully da 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 da, I'm the jitney man. Oh, I can drive, I can. Behind this wheel, I'm the man. Take it easy in your seat, everything will be all right. Holla da, holla da, I'm the jitney man. You don't even have to call. Look like you're going somewhere. And I'll be there with the door wide open, waiting to take your fare. I'm the jitney man. Take you and bring you, my friend. I'm always up and down the street. The jitney driver's got to eat. Boop dee da da da, I'm the jitney man.
Two versions of the Jitney Man. As I understand it, that's an early cab, early taxi. Rickshaw. Something like that. It was cheaper. A little bus. Two versions of that. That was written by Earl Hines and Jerry Valentine. There's the V person. And I started with the 1946 arrangement of it with Eckstein's band, his vocal, for National Records. Art Blakey doing some fine drumming in there. Gene Ammons, tenor sax, Fats Navarro, trumpet, then to the original for Bluebird, 1941, of Earl Hines' band, his piano. Bob Crowder, tenor sax, and Eckstein singing again. The Jitney Man. Peggy Lee is now going to come in. As soon as I poke the right button. Peggy Lee is going to come in and sing some of the great songs of Jimmy Van Heusen and lyricist Johnny Burke for you. In Los Angeles, 1949, for Capitol Records. Up first, one called As Long as I'm Dreaming.
Jar, and be better off than you are.
anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may go up to be a fish. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. Swinging, that is.
Peggy Lee doing some, too, of the compositions of Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, As Long As I'm Dreamin' and Swingin' on a Star, for Capitol Records, Los Angeles, 1949. Behind her, her husband on guitar, Dave Barbour, rhythm guitarist George Van Epps, Hal Schaefer on piano and Celeste, Phil Stevens bass, Nick Fatul on drums. We'll have more of that, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, now undertaking a new initiative to provide more financial support for students and their families during these challenging times. Information on how to help is available by visiting plu.edu and clicking on Project Access. PLU Challenge Support Success.
Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky or touch a friendly hand or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
Starts you asking a daisy.
see what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go round willy-nilly. For example, I go round wanting you, and yes, I can't imagine that you want me to.
Melissette and a change in there. First up was Peggy Lee in Los Angeles, 1949, for Capitol Records, doing compositions by Jimmy Van Heusen and lyrics by Johnny Burke. And we heard three, Aren't You Glad You're You, Imagination, and Oh, You Crazy Moon. She was backed by Dave Barbour and George Van Epps guitars, Hal Schaefer piano and celeste, Phil Stevens bass, and Nick Fatool on the drums. And then Art Tatum's version of Oh, You Crazy Moon for Standard Transcriptions, 1939. Let's hear something from trombonist J.J. Johnson, and then pianist Nat Cole.
Thank you.
Could Happen to You, I chased that tune. It Could Happen to You, written by Jamie Van Heusen, and played by J.J. Johnson, 1953, for Blue Note, with John Lewis piano, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. Then Nat Cole, 1955, for Capitol Records, with John Collins, guitar, Charlie Harris, string bass, Lee Young, Lester's brother, playing drums, and Cole on the piano. It Could Happen to You. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. Well, I've been playing a lot of Sarah Vaughan because her name starts with V, and Billy Eckstein because of Jerry Valentine. Let's put them together. Sarah Vaughan, Billy Eckstein, Singing for You, 1949.
For your myself. You're all I need to bring me contentment.
The world is mine, for you are mine. I'm rich indeed. You're all I need. You're all I need.
Wonderful arrangements for them by Joe Lippmann. Them, meaning Sarah Vaughan and Billy Eckstein, singing for you. 1949 for MGM Records. Dedicated to You by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn, and You're All I Need by Bronislaw Klaper, Walt Jarman, and Gus Kahn. Sarah Vaughan and Billy Eckstein right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
And support for KPLU comes from
Cobalt Mortgage. Cobalt Mortgage has partnered with the Rainy Day Foundation to help strengthen communities through home ownership. This partnership will help give new homeowners payment protection in the event of job loss. Information at cobaltmortgage.com or at 877-210-3998.
This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley doing the alphabet. Certain members of the art form here. And moving through the letter V, Leroy Vinegar, string bass, with Serge Chaloff, his baritone saxophone, his band in Hollywood 1956 for Capitol Records. Chaloff, baritone sax, Sonny Clark, piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
vinegar on the bass in the Serge Chaloff Quartet, Hollywood, 1956, Capitol Records. In the band, Chaloff playing baritone saxophone, Sonny Clark piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. The Goof and I, written by Al Cohn. Thanks for the Memory by Ralph Ranger. A Handful of Stars by Jack Lawrence, and Susie's Blues by Chaloff, Leroy Vinegar. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken. Another great afternoon of jazz. And I've got All Blues coming up just a couple minutes after Stardate.
Stardate, July 5th. The moon passes across the heart of the Milky Way galaxy tonight. The moon lines up above the spout of the teapot-shaped constellation Sagittarius. The core of the Milky Way is in that same direction, 27,000 light-years away. The moon is so bright that it overpowers the light of the stars and other objects around it. Even when the moon isn't in the sky, though, we can't see the core of the Milky Way because it's hidden behind a veil of dust, vast clouds of it that lie between the core and Earth. Just as clouds blot out the sun, the clouds of dust absorb the light from the stars behind them. So studying the core is a bit tricky. Some visible light does get through, though, the light of the most powerful stars. Other forms of energy shine right through the clouds, but they're blocked by Earth's atmosphere. To see them, astronomers must lift their telescopes above the atmosphere. These telescopes reveal massive star clusters and the remnants of exploded stars. They show clouds of gas that are sculpted by intricate magnetic fields. And they show evidence of a black hole that's several million times as massive as the sun. Bright, heavy stars whip around the black hole in a hurry, accelerated by its powerful gravity. So the center of the galaxy is a bright, crowded, busy place, but one that's tough to see and study. But we can at least see where it is, tonight, beyond the bright glare of the gibbous moon. You can find much more about the galaxy in Stardate magazine. Details are on the web at stardate.org. For the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
Our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies overnight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, high near 65. That's going to feel chilly. And then also in the 60s, Tuesday, partly sunny weather, perhaps some scattered showers, 30% chance of scattered showers Tuesday night. 74 right now in Seattle, Olympia 69 and clear. And if you're living, listening in Bellingham at 88.7, looks like 76 degrees, clear skies. Pretty nice evening. Well, thanks for tuning in. It's time for All Blues. I'm John Kessler with you till midnight. Got new music from Fiona Boys and also from Jenny Muldaur, daughter of Maria Muldaur, plus a lot more new stuff. And I'll be featuring some people who are coming to town and this coming week, like Shamika Copeland, Eric Bibb, Paul Osher, Robin Rogers, among others. So welcome. Glad you're here.